Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Swangamukwebo there. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much to Bahle. She's back with you again. That is tomorrow morning. And of course, welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you good. And he is gracing you so much in a mighty way. Sunday Live, the name of the show, man. Let's take it from there. Just Sunday Live.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Aha, there you go, man. There you go, there you go. Beautiful song indeed. That is the music of Putuma. And of course, we are together till the hour 7. My name is Ray. Welcome to It Sunday Live, the name of the show. And our guests are already on the line. Let me greet them and welcome them as we talk about spiritual beauty. We are touching the issue of spiritual beauty, what it is even all about. Let me welcome our guests. Let me start with you, Chablani, NL Spread Nasporti. Hey, Putwami. Sawubona mfowethu, my friend.
Yeah, my friend. Niyaphila, but...
Siyaphila sibuze kuwe.
Ah, sibingelele. Sibingelele ngegama la uHusha kaMashiya. Sibingelele nakubafowethu umfundisi Sipho nomfundisi Motha nabalaleli bonke. Sithi nje malibonke igama likaNkulunkulu.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we also have Sipho Paulos all the way in Standerton. Sipho, greetings to you, my brother, my friend. Welcome.
How is it, Mfundisi? Sanibonani, siyabingelela, dumelanga, sithi Mfundisi uRay Lerhodi, Jabulani Dominic, Mfundisi Motha, and bingelela igama leNkosi. Amen.
Amen. Kusaphileka lapho, Sipho.
Uphileka kamnandi, Mfundisi, nedikhaza, kodwa hayi nokho isikhathi salo.
Kunekhaza, madoda. Ya. Kunekhaza, oh, all right. Mina bengithi, angithi uJabulani angazi ukuthi umzwile last week uthe, sengathi iyaphuma le winter le. Gucci Chablan.
I
started a valley. You puma after August. Google's going to be a Kalak bang on
my team.
Eh? What you get that, Chablan?
Yeah.
Abosi Popa say phase in early dangerous Gakul. SS Julie Letinagul. No, I see. The cold front. I see the cold front on the northern sides of Limpopo. But hey, thank you so much. Let's welcome Mfundis Mota. Greetings to you, Mfundis. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, my brother. Greetings to you and greetings to Sipho, Mfundis Ujablane, Kanyina Balalele Makaya in the name of Yahusha Mashi.
Are you well, sir?
By the grace of God Almighty, my brother, I'm doing very well. I hope you are also doing well, sir.
I'm okay. Sibonga uNkulunkulu, sibonga amandla akhe. Sibonga amandla kaNkulunkulu.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, my daughter, ithi ngani shini, bengisatshela uJabulani. Yeah? Hmm? Phela thina ubaba Maswanganye uPrastif usitholele ibhasi. Ibhasi amadoda ayongena phakathi kwebhasi. Yeah, siyahamba siya efane be riyako fane be ili. Mena train manam. How? Saturday.
Saturday.
Siyahamba tena.
Kuhlangana amadoda.
Yeah. Siyahamba tena. Sihamba ngebhasi. Sihamba ngebhasi. Hayi ngemoto zethu mathi. I am my SUV when share my SUV in a boom game, please. Say, humbug your pass. Satama Tombolo, so Pegina, my uncle, see a Kibela, Stati Hemere, Singera Parate Passini, see a Tumisa, see a Tumisa, see a Tumisa. There were City Matu. Ah, we are born. Tina siya le siya ya. We are sala we na mota.
Mara umota umota no jabulani phela basebenzile bona bebasenel spray mina fo ukukhumbula bese iphusha nje kakhulukazi lela viki bebasenel spray uyabona basincisha amafoto ukuthi bekunjani basincishile amafoto sibona net kume bona ba advertise uke wabona mara uke wabona mara jabulani uma nendaweni kuphuma la ma guest speaker yiwa khulumayo ozani nizo sibona ozani nizo sibo gents mani kanjani Sugan. Tina sifuna ukubona amadoda. Uyayibona? Basizakala lapha. Ukuthi bayi 18 or bayi 20 or bayi 40 akusidokwe libhakele thina lelo. Thina as long as two or more are gathered in the name of the Elohim, see right.
Amen.
Hi. See again, madoda. We're talking about
absolutely.
Yeah. Aw. Kwafakaza usomakhaza. Kwafakaza usomakhaza athi hallelujah. Usomakhaza, hey madoda, hayi siyabonga. Anyway, spiritual beauty is what we are talking about. We trust the Father will do you good. Grace you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. Man, this is your show. The lines are open from the beginning of the show. The lines are open we are going to touch on this issue. What is spiritual beauty? When we speak of spiritual beauty, what do we mean? Things that the Father has bestowed upon us, yet we don't seem to appreciate them quite well. There's something beautiful about you. You know, something great about you. Something about the name. It is the biggest name, the greatest name I know. Nevertheless, but anyway, spiritual beauty, we are talking about the notion of being like Christ. You know, spiritual beauty, we're talking about the preparation that Christ by the Holy Spirit is doing to us as his body to get us ready for the wedding of the Lamb. You know, you would see umakoti kususa zonke izici kuye, everything that is a blemish becomes removed. So that, yes, even the peeling skin, the extra, everything, so that she can be adorned properly for the groom. And we are talking about that beauty, and the notion of this beauty is the Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach, preparing us for the wedding of the Lamb, for that day. What does it mean? It means the removal of sin. It means the cleansing of character, the shaping of our lives. It means the restoration. It means the transformation that we see in our lives. It means the discipleship that takes place also in our lives. That is what it means. The training, the equipping of the saints, the edification of the saints, the building, the rebuke, the correction, the reproof, the recommendations, this shaping us, that we all conform to the image of the Son of the Most High. That is a spiritual beauty being formed. It's a spiritual beauty being formed upon us. We're looking into that. And in your life, you can check in your life, you would see, perhaps in your life, there are things in your life that you would say, amen, yes. Shukuthi the Father was cleansing me laphayana. Emanuel's mara. Kushukuthi there the Father was correcting me and this was bringing a better image of me in him. Oh, those thoughts that I used to have, those habits that I used to have, oh, those relationships, friendships I used to have. Oh, it means the Father was removing me from these things. Or getting you the right friendships. What we're talking about. We trust the Father will do you good, grace you so much in a mighty way. We are the best of friends, man.
Ba patsa kgwebo ya gago mo Radio Pulpit me o busetse dilo maemong a tsone. Radio Pulpit ke brand e tshepagetseng sebaka sa dingwaga di le 40 ibile e na le baretsi ba feta dikete di le 100. Ga jaana re na le di-package tse di botoka go feta pele mo sealemoyeng le mafelo a a kopantsweng a mafaratlhatlha go natlafatsa kgwebo ya gago. Go bapatsa e golaganye le Sanet mo 012-334-1254 kana romela email mo sanet@radiopulpit.co.za kgotsa SMS ka go kwala lefoko advertise go 37871.
khona le milawana.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
All right. Now let me read Psalm 149 verses 4. It says, check it out. For the Elohim takes pleasure in his people. There's a semicolon there, which means everything that is needed to be said, it's there. But the explanation is just far much more than just one sentence. And he says, he will beautify the humble with salvation. Spiritual beauty, number one that we see, the salvation that comes upon our lives. The first base of it, of spiritual beauty, the salvation that he has bestowed upon our lives. And this, he says, it is because he takes pleasure in his children. He takes pleasure in us. And he says he makes us beautiful, number one, by saving us. It means salvation means the cleansing and the forgiveness and the remission of all sins. Then we become without blemish. Washed. Now, when you go to Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 14, it says, your fame went out among the nations because of your beauty, for it was perfect through my splendor, which I had bestowed on you, says the Elohim Yahuwah. He has put his splendor, when he puts his splendor upon us, and then our fame, when the salvation and the splendor he has placed upon us now makes known the beauty that the Father has put upon us. Then everybody starts to know about what the Father has done upon our lives. And he calls it our fame. He says, your fame went out among the nations because of your beauty, because of what he has done to us, that salvation. He says, for it was perfect. And then he says, through my splendor. That's the Father. He says, through my splendor, it was perfect, which I had bestowed on you. Be ye perfect, for I am perfect. He puts that splendor upon us. When the Father has put that splendor upon us, which becomes a testimony of his saving grace. To me, that is amazing enough. And then when you go on to actually look into Ephesians chapter 5, 27, it says that he might present her to himself, a glorious church. When he has bestowed his power even upon us, then we start to live lives that are glorious over every obstacle, over everything that comes against us. Even though it knocks us down, we stand up again. We become that glorious church. You and me, we become that. You on your own, me on my own. Together, we become that glorious church. It says, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And he has put now his holiness upon us. And we are without blemish. He has put now his holiness upon us. And we are without blemish. That is one amazing thing which the Father has placed or places upon us. It's an amazing thing. I wonder what you say about this. Let me ask our guests just after this.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Let me start with you, Jabulani, my friend. When we talk about spiritual beauty, what comes to mind?
Thank you very much, my friend. Such a great topic about spiritual beauty. You know, so really, I believe that the Father already elaborated more about what it entails. Spiritual beauty, it's more of the beauty that is hidden within us and seen outwardly, like our physical beauty that everyone can see, but more of the beauty of the inner man. So that's what we are focusing on. So the spiritual beauty, So I love the example that you've made about the church, the bride, you know. So because of the that's how the Lord looks at us. He looks at us as the bride, you know. Umakoti, that's why umama kumthanda sobathanda ukuthi umakoti ka Jesu. So ngiyacabanga ukuthi amadoda athu to seminate mhlambe bayiphika le. So umakoti ka Jesu. Amen. Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
So because when he looks at us, he looks at us with those eyes, you know, where he sees the inner beauty,
yes,
or the beauty of his bride. Like I was reading Songs of Solomon from chapter 4. You have captivated my heart, my sister, my bride. You have captivated my heart with one glance of your eyes. With one jewel of your necklace. So this is the adornment or the beauty that he has bestowed upon us, the Father. To the point that when Yahushua HaMashiach looks at us, he just sees only the beauty. Because of these qualities, like the necklace, they are symbolic of qualities, and the jewel of qualities, you know, like glance of the eyes, the beauty of the eyes, and also, you know, the heart, purity of the heart. So when he looks at us, I want everyone maybe who ever felt condemned that the Father hates them, the Father rejects them, the Father has got nothing to do with them, from today to know this, that this is how he looks at us. He sees only beauty.
Yeah.
Because of that's what he has clothed us with beauty. We are clothed with the beauty of the Father, you know. That's why when he looks at us, he only sees that. Therefore, we are also to see in our lives the very beauty that he sees in us. Let us talk, believe in the mirror.
Yeah.
You look at the mirror and then you see the big nose, you see the big eyes, you see the big ears, and then you even remember at school how they used to ukugwera so ukuthi yabona amadle bakho kanjani. And then you start to see all these funny things. And you miss the beauty that the Father has clothed you with. We are beautiful.
Yeah.
We are beautiful. Just for us to be called the sons and daughters, you know, it's because of we've taken over his nature. As he is in heaven, so are we here on earth. As he is clothed with splendor and beauty and glory, we are clothed with splendor and beauty and glory also here on earth.
Yes.
This is the inner beauty, the spiritual beauty that he has bestowed upon us. And may our eyes be enlightened to always see this. Even when the devil tries to tempt us and speak all the lies and all the deception, but may we never lose the focus of this beauty that the Father has bestowed upon us as the bride of Yahushua HaMashiach. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And if you just joined us, welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing it good. Gracing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. We are talking about spiritual beauty, what this is even all about.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. Let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Mota. When we touch the very aspect of spiritual beauty, let me read some verses also there. About spiritual beauty, which I think you will really like. I'm looking at Romans chapter 8, verse 29. It says something beautiful. It says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn amongst many brethren." Spiritual beauty is when now we conform to the image of the HaMashiach, the image of the Messiah himself. This is a predestination given us through faith in him, the Messiah, that we start to believe our Heavenly Father and believe that he has given us the Son that saves. And then he makes us to be as he is, as Christ is, so that he becomes a firstborn amongst many. That beauty is amazing. The image of the Messiah that we are conforming to. Isn't that beautiful, Mfundisi Mota?
It is, Mfundisi Wami. It is so, it is a splendorous, so wonderful, it's so beautiful, because this is the gift that comes from God. This is the gift that comes from the Father, that we should be, you know, conformed to the image of his dear Son. And we receive this gift by receiving Christ as our Lord and Savior through the salvation. It is a gift that the Father has given unto us, which transforms our inner man, which transforms our character, so that we can have the same character that Yeshua HaMashiach had, that we can live as he lived, so that when the Father looks at us, he looks at us through the Son, the eyes of his Son. So it's a very wonderful topic indeed, my brother, whereby we are looking at this gift. You know, this is a precious gift, as the book of Peter says, that it is so precious in the sight of the Lord when he looks at to the inner self man, the beautified, the gentle spirit, the spirit of humility, the spirit of humbleness, that we should because here we are not talking about the outward look, but we are talking about the character of a man that has been changed and transformed to be in the likeness of Christ. What do I mean by that? You know, we do and we walk as our Savior walked on this earth. This is the beauty that we get. David wrote in Psalms 90, verse 17, it says, "And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us." Yes, establish the work of our hands. You know, when we speak of beauty, we are talking about the delightfulness, the pleasureness that pleases the Father. Now, when David speaks about this spiritual beauty, he's actually talking about the beauty that you cannot see with the naked eye, but through the eyes of faith. Where do we get our faith? Get our faith by through Christ himself, because he is the firstborn of every creation. And when we believe in him, we are receiving that eternal life. So therefore, the sweetness and the beautifulness of the Lord rest upon us. When it rests upon us, my brother, it gives us favor. It gives us in everything that we do. As David says, that let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, so that it can establish our work. In other words, it makes us in everything that we do, sikwazi ukwenza njani ukuphumelela. So when we talk, my brother, of the spiritual beauty, we are talking about that inner self, the renewed kind of a man, the man that is possessing the image of Christ. Umuntu oso pila, oso maziyo, nokumhlonipha omunye umuntu, nokumesaba. You know, when one having to be able to love other people unconditionally, that is a love that comes from the Father. And you cannot be able ukuthi ungakwazi ukuphila leyo mpilo leyo uKristu angekho ngakuwe, angekho kuwena. Ngiyabonga mfundisi wami.
Thank you so much, Muruti. I really appreciate it. If you just joined us, welcome to it, man.
We are talking about spiritual beauty, what it is even all about.
Are you looking for a powerful gospel experience? A time in the presence of the Lord? Join us for nights of worship like no other. Featuring worshippers Debs David, Ntokozo Mbambo, and Once More Six. It's all happening at Kumlani Lodge, Kameel Drift, Pretoria. Get your tickets now at wettickets.co.za. Don't miss this moment.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about spiritual beauty, what this is even all about. And what comes to mind when we talk about this, man? The word beautiful is very broad. But now, check this out. Check this out. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 4. Rather, let it be hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of Yahuwah. Now, I'm coming back to you, Jablani, because you said earlier on, we are talking about the beauty that is within. And it is a beauty that the Father is able to see. Within us, he's able to see that. Now, because of 1 Peter 3, verse 4, it says, rather let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight, which means the Father is able to see, is precious in the sight of Yahuwah. Now, this is the inner man, who is gentle and quiet, who is precious in the sight of the Father. Hey, Chabu, what say you?
Thank you very much, my friend. Mm. Indeed, you know, that's also like the revelation of that. Indeed, it's the inner beauty, spiritual beauty.
Yes.
Beauty that is hidden.
Yeah,
at the expense of the visible beauty that everyone can see. Other people are known as beautiful. Mm. But if you can check their inner man or their hearts, you will see that they are the opposite of what they are known as. And those that maybe are not even acknowledged, but if you check their heart, their hearts are pure. Their hearts are full of the fire of God, the spirit of the Father.
Mm.
They are beautiful. And that's the beauty that everyone should really strive to really, actually. We don't even have to strive because it's the beauty that the Father has bestowed upon us.
Mm.
We just have to believe in this beauty. Like, let us believe in this beauty. Instead of, like, seeing all the bad things that the people might be saying or the devil might be saying, but let us choose to see this inner beauty that the Father has given us, you know.
Mm.
At all times, you know. Also, if I can add from the word that you've added, my friend, from 1 Timothy 2:9, verse 10, it says, likewise also that women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel, with modesty and self-control, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly attire, but with what is proper for women who profess godliness, with good works, you know.
Mm.
So I know that the scripture can be misappropriated, be quoted out of context, yet this is speaking about spiritual beauty. This is speaking about the inner beauty that as children of the Father, we are to be more focused into the good works, you know, like the fruit of the Spirit. Self-control is the fruit of the Spirit. You know, instead of having to really be focusing on the outward appearance. Like, sometimes if you can check our lives, how we live it. We live our lives most of the time chasing after things that are going to benefit the outer beauty. You know, the physical beauty, the bodily, our bodies, like the makeups we do, the medical aid we have, the policies we have, everything, the works we do and the salaries we earn, is mostly focused into the adornment of the outer man. Not the inner man. So now the Father is teaching us to really take notice of the inner beauty, that we are to invest more into the inner man. You know? So we are not just to adorn ourselves with all the apparels of worldliness, but it should be like with modesty, in other words, with honor and respect of the Father as we adorn ourselves, and self-control, and also our good works should show forth that indeed because of so that is the inner beauty, the spiritual beauty that we are referring to. So every believer out there, let us understand that we are supposed to invest more into the spiritual beauty than the outward beauty. If you give towards the work of the Father in the church or the body of Christ, you are investing towards the building of the inner beauty. At the expense of when you invest just to the worldly things, like maybe like even if you can have good investments, but if there is nothing that focuses to the spiritual works, then you are putting nothing for the inner beauty to be actually manifested in your life. So let more focus be into this spiritual beauty than the outward appearance. Thank you, my friend.
Than just the outward impression. I get you.
Amen.
We are talking about spiritual beauty, what it is all about. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Ubuhle besimoya kithina. Ingabe kusabonakala nana namhlanje. Siyabazi na.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho kuWhatsApp ku 0826572729.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, we are this 7 o'clock up to the hour 7. Sunday Live, the name of the show. We are talking about spiritual beauty, what it is all about. Send us your WhatsApps, man, and tell us, how do you feel about it? When we speak about spiritual beauty, what do we imply? Does it make sense? Do we have to speak about it? You know, even in your congregations, do you speak about this in your study groups, in your prayer groups, outreaches? And do you speak about the spiritual beauty? Do you pray about this? These are questions that are coming about that we really need to look into. Now, let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Mota. I'm looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 49. And we have borne the image of the man of dust. We shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Spiritual beauty has to do with us bearing the image of the heavenly man, which is Christ. What say you there?
Absolutely, Mfundisi Swami. When we speak of the heavenly man, we're speaking of Christ himself. And as we are the ambassadors of Christ, in other words, as we are his representative here on earth, we should show the same love that he had, the same compassion that he had, the same patience that he had, the love that he shared. So in other words, we should look unto him. And the word of God says that let us keep our eyes fixed unto Christ. He is who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We should walk as he has walked. What is the walk? When we speak of the walk, the love that he had, the teaching that he had to people, he was speaking all the time about the kingdom of God. You spoke about our outreach. When we're doing our outreach, are we doing it for our own sake, for being famous, or for our own church, or are we doing it for the kingdom of the Father? Are we calling people into the kingdom of God, or are we calling people into our church dominion? Because there is a great difference in that. You know, when we go out there to minister and to preach Christ, we should preach Christ so that people can be saved, so that people can see the kingdom of God. That can be it is not about the number of how many people are you bringing into your church. Look, says an unlock to have a greater number, but those people, they have not been transformed into the image of his beloved son.
Mm.
So when we speak of the image of the earthly man and the image of the heavenly man, we are looking into the very same notion, my brother, that we, even though we are in this world, we know that we are not of this world.
Mm.
We belong, you know, we have a home to Christ to prepare in our end. So therefore, we live beyond the limitations of this world. This is when we start to indalo kaNkulunkulu, and when we do that, we begin to understand ukuthi we are created in the image of God. This is kaNkulunkulu, for all we are wonderfully and created made, we are created in the image of God. So therefore, we need to understand that we are not separated. You know, it's like amaqabunga. There was amaqabunga, my brother, the leaves of the tree.
Mm.
No matter how many they are, but they are nourished by the very same roots from the same tree. We need to understand that our source of life, God is a giver of life. So we need to bring people back. That is why he has sent his son, that we may believe in him, so that he can reconcile the world to him. That is why the Bible says that Christ ongena sono but wathatha wenziwe isono ngenxa yethu, so that he can be able ukuthi abuyisane nezwe. So when we bear the image of a heavenly man, we should be that link. We should demonstrate that spiritual beauty by what? By bringing people unto God, for the people to be able to see, you know, the salvation of the Father. The Father says earlier, when we were talking about, he said he rejoices, delights in the salvation of the people. In other words, because he has given us a means and a thought and the ways of how do we get to him. So therefore, we should be that ambassador. We should be leso simele esihle, my brother, sizokwenza ukuthi abantu, let it not be attracted to Pastor Ray, but let them be attracted to God the Father, because they see that there is something, there is an inner man that leads to this man. So we want to have an encounter with this person. So when we speak of that spiritual beauty, you can never be able to possess that unless you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord. You'll never be able to bring unto God if you are still lost. I mean, bring people to God if you yourself are still lost.
Mm.
So he has come to save that has been lost. So we have to be sibeyini ngama ambassadors ka Christ, so that we can represent, in knowing that we are in this world, but we do not belong to this world. We have a home that is set aside for us.
Mm. I hear you. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Mota. If you just joined us, we are talking about spiritual beauty, what it is even all about. We're touching base on that. What do we mean about ubuhle besimoya? Ubuhle emoyeni, phakathi kwethu, ubuhle bethu ngokwesimoya. What do we mean by that? Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. You can drop us a voice note also there. And you can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you make of this. When we speak of spiritual beauty, what do we mean?
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 18 says, "But we all with unveiled face behold as in a mirror the glory of the Elohim, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Elohim." Now, by the Holy Spirit, the transformation that happens to us by the Holy Spirit, that we conform to the glorious body of Christ, is actually the working of the spiritual beauty in us.
Thank you, Fonis, for the opportunity. It is through the Holy Spirit that brings us to the repentance where we receive Christ, because we cannot receive Christ unless the Holy Spirit brings us into his presence.
Mm.
And then once we receive Christ, being the personal Savior of our life, number one, we have been given power to be called the children of God. That's our beauty, our spiritual beauty.
Mm.
And that we should be equipped by the same spirit that we're able to do things that Christ has already done on this planet. And if I believe as he is, so we are in this world. And number two, what I've realized that what brings our spiritual beauty are these two elements. Number one, the word, which is John chapter 15, verse 3. You have been cleansed by the word that I've spoken to you. In other words, when we expose our spirit to the word of God, it will enlighten our heart, then we come to our cleansings or our purification, whereby we receive the purification and the cleanse of our conscience.
Yeah.
The number two, we're being sanctified through the word. That's truth. John 17:17, which is made tandaza. Father, sanctify them by the truth.
Your word is truth. Yes.
When we expose our spirit to the truth, the heavenly truth, and that truth is Christ, definitely we'll be purified. That is why when we're exposed to the word, to the truth, and lastly, to the blood, remember, we were once sinners. The Bible, in other words, we see a new man because we are in Christ. And once we are in Christ, the Bible leads you to put up a new self, created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and in holiness.
Yeah.
In other words, once we put the new self, in other words, we are created in the likeness of God. How is our God? Our God is righteous. Our God is holy. As he is holy, we become holy. Because this is a creative command from him. Then once we become holy, definitely we become like Christ. And his blood, it always brings us closer to him. The same blood, according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, with the same blood, it cleans us from our sin. In other words, when we want to be beautiful, all our sins should be taken away and we should be cleansed by this precious blood of Jesus. And that is why I love this scripture. First John chapter 1, verse 7. But if you walk in the light, as he is in the light, you have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all our sins. In other words, when you are cleansed from all our sins, you become spiritually beautiful. No matter how people may interpret our outer appearance, but our inner man may clean.
Sure. I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you good. He's gracing you so much in a mighty way. We are touching base on this, the issue of true spiritual beauty, what it is even all about. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this very matter.
Advertise a business lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I Radio Pulpit iyi brand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane futhi inabalaleli abadlula u 400,000. Sesinama package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zoku advertise ukuze ibusiness lakho likhule. Uma ufuna uku advertise thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. Sipho, let me come back to you, my friend, because nothing will jump in. Let me come back to you, my friend. When we talk about true spiritual beauty, ngifuna ukubuyela again to what Jabulani said in the beginning of the show. Proverbs 31 verses 30, it says, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Elohim shall be praised. Ngokuba ukubukeka kuyize ini ubuhle buyize nokubukeka kuyinkohliso. Kepha wesifazane osaba uNkulunkulu uyokuphakanyiswa. Now the aspect of true spiritual beauty is found in the fear of the Elohim. You know, when the fear of the Elohim is upon us, we know the wisdom of the Father is upon us. And all these praises, it's because of our fear for the Elohim.
And this brings glory to the name of the Elohim, our Father himself. Isn't it so, Sipho?
That's very true indeed, Fundus. When we receive Christ, we died with him, and our life has been hindered in him, God. So whatever character that he is, we become. Only if we allow the Spirit of God and his word to tune us or to make us or to mold us. And remember, Lord Funda Konogu Proverbs 31, that's where we see these qualities and the character of being beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's a church. If a vulum lomo waku vulam of cream, in other words, we've been also taught how to speak because we are in Christ. And that's how we've been taught. Because as on when you are speaking like nobody's business, but when once you are in Christ, our spirit is made holy and our mind is being transformed. According to our mind is being renewed. That's where we see this beauty. That is why when we want to see this beautiful spiritually, we need to be in connection with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We should not quench the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God equipped us and makes us to be clean and our spirit make holy.
Gyaguza put, gyaguza. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit it is. We are talking about spiritual beauty, what it is even all about. What do you make of it? Do you ever talk about it? That's another question that comes.
Tune in to God's Grace. Radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, and of course, you can send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. And preferably, it would be nicer if you drop a voice note, you know, because sometimes you would be calling in and the phones will be clogging because of the many calls. So if you send a voice note, just keep it nice and swift, you know, just 1 minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Then if you want to send another one, send another one. But don't send 9-10 minutes of a voice note. Come on, divide it into three and then let us be able to hear quite clearly from you while giving also ample time for others to talk. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. Otherwise, you can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Spiritual beauty!
You are loved more than you will ever know. Choose Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Choose love.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
All right. Now, when we also talk about spiritual beauty, you know, look, Ngbuyela kuwe Jabu. It says in 1 John chapter 3, verses 2, Beloved, now we are children of Yahuwah, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. Being like him is a spiritual beauty. Jabu.
Yes, indeed, my friend.
Yes.
That's also spiritual beauty when we resemble him as he is.
Yeah.
So it means if people want to know how the Father is, how he looks, they should be able to look at the believer and see how the Father looks.
You know,
because of we are exactly like him. As he is in heaven, so are we here on earth, as I was saying at first, that we are made in his likeness. It's not blasphemy. It's the truth that we are exactly like the Father. You know, so you quoted John 3:2, which says, "Beloved, now because we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he appears, or maybe when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Yes, even though the scripture is speaking of the future, something that is to happen or is to come, yet we are made in his likeness. This beauty is already in us.
Yeah.
We are like him, so we resemble him because of his image that we have taken over.
Yes.
So it means we possess these qualities, you know, these inner qualities that actually we've mentioned, you know. So that we should never look down upon ourselves, you know, and allow the devil even to count all the bad things. But we have this quality, which is the inner beauty, the spiritual beauty. Just to sum it up, in Ezekiel 16, verse 14, the word says, "And your renown went forth among the nations because of your beauty. For it was perfect through the splendor that I had bestowed on him. Blessed the Lord God." He has bestowed upon us this splendor, this perfect splendor, this beauty, you know, that the nations see. It means even if the nations were to see how the Father looks, they should look at the church, the body of believers, and they should see the splendor. They should see the beauty at the expense of seeing the religion that people are pushing and all the squabbles and all the greediness of chasing after riches of this world and materialistic things of this world. But we should be adorned with the splendor and the beauty that the Father has bestowed upon us. When people look at us, they should see that and envy to also be transformed into the very same image that we are transformed into, to be like the Father here on earth. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Jabu, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear from you. 0826572729. That's a WhatsApp and the Telegram there. What is the spiritual beauty even all about? What is the spiritual beauty even all about? We are touching base on that. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. What is spiritual beauty even all about? I need to hear from you as to what you make of it. All right. 0826572729. And I need to hear quite clearly there. All right. Look, man, there's quite a lot of messages that had come through. I don't know what's the jam here, but there was a bit of a jam on spiritual beauty. And of course, I trust that we will listen to all of them. I promise you.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
And let's listen to, is it Togozani? Togozani.
Good evening, Tate Relo Hodi, Lobaiti Mo Castillonga, the Bitola Kagena, Tokozan Butilis, Gamonaga, Alexandra. Yeah, Kalabua, what part of the program today, this evening? I hope that Murudwaka, God is doing you well along with your guest, Kamoga Studiong. Thank you very much for giving us an opportunity again this evening. Horeto Buaka, Topike, Loring Ebu Sokwa, Yamama Pilarona, Director, Ho Matafatana Dita Ventamorana Mudimu, yeah, spiritual beauty. Yeah, the spiritual beauty as per the today's topic. Ndadamruti, we cannot just dissect this without just identifying first the beauty. Remember that beauty, it is being associated with cleanness, or rather something splendor. And tuloring yar khatli sa hantle hantle. So if I could just go deeper, there's a biblical reference whereby God have associated us, rather was saying that we are the apples of his eyes. Kamhorin re le batla ka teng wa bona. So jalo as they say that beauty is in the front of the beholder. So ntho ngwe ngwe e ba ntle ho ka ba le ntlo ntle ho ka ba le kolo ye ntle ho ka ba le di percent ho ka ba le mosadi ya motho ho ka ba le the way di ata dintho tse lo reng di a di re chama wa bona jwale he. But then this time around we are choosing the spiritual beauty mo lo reng he jwale nna ke tlo referela ho the Galatians 5:22 mo lo reng modimo wa bua mono ka di spiritual giftness tsa rona ka pa di spiritual fruitness mo lo reng ore rena le joy, peace, love, happiness, forbearance, kindness dintho tso ka ofela ke tsone tse lo reng di are tsa bane ape part of the goal ko re emulate Christ. And then whenever we are emulating Christ re tshwantse re be re mosala morao ka ntho tso hletse lo reng ola di attempt. Yes, it's true we are human beings and then re saphela lefatsheng lena la rona la batho bana the madi. But then what is important is just that I rebel and impact lowering a positive figure of thing so that at least we can say no to the social illness lowering on our daily basis, the corruption in the body maladministration into government, the like the crime, the rape, let's one of the lowering are they are defiling our lifestyles, capacity defile the facts la runa repenang what's on the conflict is at the government into the all those rumors of wars, the trauma, all those things. So it is only on our responsibility to make sure that we correct the things. Hence Christ na ula correct hobana wa hopola hore a na tla mo ona tlo re transform ka bakala hore many of us we were being led astray ke dithuto tsenga tatse lo reng dine re di faposa and then dine re di re sia rena le di trauma rena le depression rena le hatred wa bona. So jono how go sheba yena o lentsa sehlabelo a sacrificer atla gobane ona santsana le tumelo ya re we are the apples of his eyes and then he restore us. He restored us and then re tle re khono ba le botle re khono ho mogahlisa hape. So ke gona a ile a re siela re be le lerato, kindness, le hope o kile bona jwale di ntotse lo reng di affecta me runa horeng di qale ka hare so that runa re khone ho di display ya ka ntle. Ntate re le godi o be le phelo male monate wena le baiti ba ho ka mo ka studio ke le buile bana ba iso.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate Thokozane. Thank you, my friend. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. We're talking about spiritual beauty.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.